TV, the a cappella phenomenon Straight No Chaser takes you on a journey through the American pop songbook, including Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel, Stevie Wonder's Superstition, Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, and much more. And as an exclusive to our supporters, we'll be offering tickets to see Straight No Chaser live this December in Champaign. Watch Straight No Chaser, Songs of the Decades, Thursday night at 8 on WILL-TV.
Of all the places on the planet where the mobile phone market is growing, the fastest growth is in Africa. That continent is seeing close to 20% growth in the mobile market per year. Silicon Valley is taking notice. NPR's Arthi Shahani found American companies active in Dakar, Senegal.
It's a bright, sunny morning in downtown Dakar. The roads are dusty, the streets are full, and I flag down three friendly-looking teenage girls.
Regina,
Maimouna,
Mariamia.
They're hovering around a phone. It's a smartphone, not a flip phone. And I ask Regina Gerba what kinds of things she likes to do with it. She gives me the universal look for duh.
Like everybody else, I send text messages, I make calls, I listen to music.
And how many songs does she have? Her friends respond in unison. 653. Not that anyone's counting. I ask them to play me one. It's Beyoncé's Drunk in Love. It's the exact same song I've been playing on repeat since I left San Francisco. And in that moment, it hits me. While the cabs of Dakar are more beat up than the ones back home, the cabbies are texting while driving. While the wireless signal is way more shoddy, the kids are downloading songs whenever they're connected. Our appetite for digital life is basically the same. I turn the corner into Cell Phone Alley. The entrance is dingy, cluttered, with a big statue of a busty woman on a bike.
Classy.
And a peddler selling diamond-studded iPhone cases.
Bling, bling.
It looks nothing like the Apple Store. But the narrow stalls, squished side by side, are stocked with the latest phones. They're not all coming in through official channels. Vendors here fly to Europe, pack suitcases, and bring them back. There's also a lot of Chinese knockoffs that go for $70 U.S., about what a teacher here makes every week. I stop at one stall and greet the vendor.
Salam
alaikum. Walaikum salam.
Aziz Abdusalam Sai has been in phones for years, and he tries to hustle me. We all know technology loses value as soon as you buy it. But smartphones are so hot, he says, they make a great investment, just like gold.
If you have extra cash and you don't want to burn through it, you can buy a phone and store your money that way. Then if you need cash, you can always sell it again.
The mobile explosion in sub-Saharan Africa came as a surprise. In the 1990s, Western aid groups talked about communal computing, village cyber cafes where businessmen could work by day and village children could web surf by night. But it turns out smartphones are a lot cheaper than desktops, and now nearly one in three people has a mobile phone. Silicon Valley has noticed.
We are at 12 Boulevard Jilimbei in front of the building that hosts the Google office.
Tijan Dem is the head of it. After studying abroad and running a failed startup, the Dakar native returned home to launch this Google outpost. In the early days, his colleagues in Mountain View, California, would kind of hang up on him.
You say you are from Dakar? We have an office there? Let me check.
In Silicon Valley, tech companies have gated campuses. Here?
IBM, HP.
The scene is so small, they're literally next-door neighbors. Dem shuts the door, sits on a giant beanbag chair, and lays out his theory about mobile growth. The majority of young people in Africa live in cities now.
They are really cosmopolitan. They're watching Premier League soccer games from the U.S. They're watching Hollywood blockbusters or the last Beyoncé clip.
Yes, they are.
But they're also watching comedy film TV series made by a local creator. So they really consume an interesting mix of local and international content. And internet should not just be about half of their lives. It should be about all their life.
That means they need way more local content, especially video content. Yes, yes, low-grade SMS texting matters. But much like the rest of the world, Africans like to see themselves online too. This requires a much better internet connection. So the mobile operators have to step up.
We are more likely to leapfrog in the digital age if we go straight for high-quality internet bandwidth rather than if we go then and build crappy internet as we have crappy roads.
Google data shows there's pent-up demand. So Dem says each company investing in mobile stands to cash in big. His theory has a provocative edge. I ask him, is it wrong of you to be pushing some internet connectivity strategy where people who do not have clean drinking water are paying for digital life? Is there something unethical about that?
We should definitely not be telling people you're too poor to get the benefits of internet. I think that would be ethically wrong.
A growing number of local artists agree with him. Journal Rap is an edgy news show, kind of like The Daily Show, except they rap the news. And they're capitalizing on the mobile economy. For years and years, host Houman Makhterfall says he'd see corrupt politicians squandering tax money.
They are buying luxury cars, and without even hiding, all of that was on TV. It was put on TV.
When he and his partner tried to get on TV, producers shut the door. So the rappers aired their pilot on YouTube. And that very same day,
by 7 p.m., TV called, like, yeah, guys, we got your contract.
So now they're on TV and online. And when Google makes money from ads, they get their cut, much like Beyonce. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.
Who knows? Maybe part of the mobile phone explosion involves the availability of radio.
And you can tune into Morning Edition even when a radio is nowhere nearby. A smartphone becomes a radio when you're using the NPR News app.
It lets you tune into any public radio station in this country, no matter where you may be in the world.
However you have joined us on this holiday, thank you for listening. Your public radio station has you covered through the day with All Things Considered.
And as always, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep.
And at NPR Green and at NPR Montaigne. We're everywhere. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Cleveland Clinic, where more than 1 million same-day appointments have been scheduled. More at clevelandclinic.org. From Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Inada, crafting shiatsu massage chairs for over 50 years and makers of the DreamWave Total Body Massage Chair, at dreamwavechair.com. And from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR.
The forecast for Champaign-Urbana for this Memorial Day, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers this afternoon, the high 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, the low 65, partly sunny tomorrow with rain possible, the high 85. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a chance of showers, the low 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 85 degrees. Mostly cloudy Wednesday night with a slight chance of rain, the low 65. Partly sunny Thursday, rain possible, the high 82 degrees.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.